Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Profusion. Today we've got Brady and Alyssa Hammond. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing real well. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no problem. And you are the host of, and you've got it titled here, host of Property Tours of Northeast Florida. You're like the coming up on HGTV. Is that like the?
That is like the. Pipe dream is that that's kind of the far reaching, you know, when we talk about what is success for the show, that would be the top of the list. If we were able to get some sort of national exposure, there has been some interest. Our producer tells us that there's been someone from HGTV actually who said, hey, we like the concept of the show and at least they want to take a look at it. So we aren't trying to get our hopes up. We don't think something like that will likely happen, but I guess we have as good a shot of it as anybody does. So I guess we'll see.
Well, I think we got to focus on, we believe we need to say, we think it's going to happen.
You're right. This time next year, we will be Florida's version of Chip and Joanna Gaines. So that's what I'm speaking into. What do the kids say? That I'm manifesting that. That's what the kids say these days. So you're right.
There you go.
I like your thought process.
Right. Thinking, if you think it's not going to happen, right, then it's,
I think that if it were to go on HGTV or something more national, we would probably expand it beyond Jacksonville. You know, I mean, you could do a season on Jacksonville, but you'd probably do different cities each season or something like that.
So we're coming up with the concept right now, basically.
Yeah.
So this.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it, and just from a strategic standpoint, we do feel like it could be a pretty interesting show on the national level. I know a lot of people are interested in real estate overall. You can see how popular HGTV is. And our show is original. There's not really another show like it. And it, you know, showcasing in the local instance, it's showcasing the different areas of Northeast Florida. But if it was to go national, you could do property tours of Dallas, Texas, property tours of Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of these very popular areas that people are migrating to are, despite the popularity, people are always interested in real estate and interested in kind of what are the popular places to live in those communities. And we think our show is very informative, and I think it would do well on a national level. Of course, we're a little biased in that sense, but I guess we'll see what happens. We're going to definitely give it a go and see who might have some interest out there.
So what would this be considered, like single A, double A, triple A? Obviously, HGTV is the pros, right? So what level is this at?
Single A, I suppose. What is that? I don't even know what that means, but it's local TV, but it is accessible to everybody online, which is where everyone most watches everything anyway.
You can do sports analogies with this one. She's not into the sports, but you know, I'm very, very familiar with sports. I used to be a basketball coach and whatnot. What I'm not familiar with is TV. So it's hard for me to gauge what level we're on. We very well could be at the bottom level, you know, the local level, or maybe we're on deck for hitting it big. I have no idea. We just kind of take it one day at a time and trust it'll turn into whatever it's supposed to turn into.
So you mentioned before we started recording that it's taken a while, right? So the concept came up a year and a half ago, right? So what, obviously, like it worked out, you know, Ryan Serhant, right? Like it exploded. It worked out for him. Was something like that on your mind, or you were in the studio for something else?
I'll be honest. Do you know who this Ryan guy is?
No.
I don't either. So he was not on my mind. This is the first
time. Listen, I love that you don't know him. That's wild that you've never heard of him.
I honestly, I assume he's some sort of HGTV person. I haven't watched much HGTV at all. She has. This came out about organically. We were just, you know, doing our jobs in real estate. We had an opportunity to go on another show here locally with the studio. And I came in and just talked a little bit about our family's real estate team. And I can't remember exactly what else was discussed. But after the interview, I was leaving and one of the producers had approached me and said, hey, we thought you did a really nice job. If you ever have any interest in coming back on the show or even maybe co-hosting a show, please let us know. And I was, you know, taken back by that. I didn't really expect that. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll keep that in mind. We left, I left the studio. Alyssa wasn't even there with me. A couple weeks later, we went back to Kansas City and visited her family back there. And for some reason during that trip, I always knew this, but it just kind of stood out to me how unique and fun the real estate market is in Northeast Florida. You got so many unique areas and properties from downtown. You got amazing amenities. You got Intracoastal. You got downtown St. Augustine. So many cool places. And I just kind of put it together. I was like, what if we did a show about the different areas of Northeast Florida? And the first person I pitched it to was her. And I don't remember exactly what your first thoughts were, but
I mean, I don't think I took you very seriously. I was like, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's out of the box.
She usually will shoot down my dumb ideas because I have these grand ideas all the time. But she eventually thought maybe that could maybe catch on. So we decided to go back to the studio and presented our idea, and they liked it and were supportive and thought we would be good with it. And over a year ago, we went to them with it, and it's just now going to be airing this Sunday. So it's been a long process. The studio said from the start, hey, this is a new kind of show we've never done. So it was going to be a learning process for them. Certainly it's been a learning process for us, and it was not something we expected. Or, you know, when we got into real estate, we weren't like, oh, let's try to have our own show. It just kind of came about naturally. And that's why I think maybe it'd be better, and it wasn't a forced thing.
So what was your favorite part of the process? Alyssa.
I don't know if there's been a favorite part yet. I think my favorite part will be finally seeing it on TV and knowing that we're done for the season.
The outcome.
Yes.
Brady, what was your favorite part of the process?
My favorite part of the process was really getting to meet the guests and interact with them and hear their stories. The properties that you're going to see on the show are just spectacular. If I had known the level of properties that we were going to find and the guests that we would find on the show, I'd be doing cartwheels, and I am doing cartwheels. I mean, the homes and the people are just amazing. They're great representatives of their community. And, you know, you're always learning in real estate how to be better at your craft. And I feel like I've gotten better at my craft because I've gotten to know not only these people, but their stories and what it's like to live in these communities. And I think it's going to be very educational for viewers and very interesting for people to see the different areas. Some of these areas that I know a lot of Northeast Florida doesn't know about because I didn't even know about them in some instances until I was notified about them. So I'm excited to see the end product just like Alyssa is, but it's definitely been fun getting to know the guests and also getting to spend some extra time with this one. So
was there a specific like memorable moment or time during the process?
I don't know. It's just been a long process for me anyway.
Was it worth it? I guess we don't know if it's worth it yet, right?
Yeah, we'll see.
I think for me, the most memorable moment was our first shoot that we had in Jacksonville Golf and Country Club. She rarely gets nervous about things. That was the most nervous I've really seen her, was because you seemed more nervous than I seen her.
And that's your favorite memory?
Well, it was just the excitement of it. It was the first time for me being like, oh, we have a TV show. And I was really impressed with the videographers, that how they conducted themselves professionally and the product that they put out. When we first saw that first preview of that segment, I was blown away and excited. And because I was worried at first when we were getting in the show, I thought it might come out like some sort of a local car commercial quality. Like, you know, this is going to represent me no matter what comes out. And I was concerned it was going to be a local car commercial, kind of local TV. I was blown away when they first showed me what they could put out. And I was very impressed. And I think the combination of the first time doing a shoot, the first time seeing it, and I think the first time sharing it with people, those are going to be the biggest things that stand out to me.
He has a TV personality. Alyssa, you do see that, right?
Yes, he definitely has always been told he has a radio voice.
He has that good deep voice, but he also the cadence and the narration. So how long have you guys been in business? How long have you been realtors? How long have you been in the area? Tell everybody about yourselves.
Yeah, so my parents have been down here for over a decade. What was that?
He said Alyssa.
Alyssa?
In other words, you have a great TV voice, but shut up.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm going to dominate the conversation.
I mean, I don't know.
So Alyssa is not actually a real estate agent. She is a part of our real estate team as our dedicated staging consultant. She's got kind of a background and an eye for that interior design. She also helps me with the marketing, and her most important job is wrangling our two small children.
Yes.
But as far as the business itself, I work myself as a realtor, and then my parents are both realtors, and my parents have been doing it for decades, and they've been in Florida over a decade, and they got so busy with it, they eventually were looking for some help, and my wife and I were both in education when they started looking for some help, and we've always done well with residential real estate just from a, you know, money standpoint. And so when the opportunity came about that they were looking for some help, and we always had an interest in real estate and always enjoyed it, we decided, hey, let's just make it a family team. And Alyssa and I lead on the residential side, whereas my parents, with their background especially, have gotten into commercial and land. And we've been very successful, and it's been a lot of fun. And it's just, you know, really a dream come true getting to work with both my parents and then her so regularly. It's been a great. It's been definitely a decision that's seen a lot of fruit, and we're thankful that we made.
And you came from education, you said? What do you mean? What teachers or professors or substitutes or?
So I was a theater director. I taught choir a few times. I taught English. So everything on the arts side. And then he was a PE teacher, always coaching the whole time. So mainly he was a basketball coach for high school.
They call me the professor on the basketball court. So, you know.
I'll stop.
Okay.
Not really.
No. So he's taught every grade level of PE. I think you've.
And then I eventually got into administration. My last few years in education, I was an athletic director and assistant principal, and I was still coaching. And it got to be just way too much on our plate. We were having, you know, we had our first child and we wanted to have more. And I was spending so much time with everybody else's kids, and I would be gone from 7 a.m. till 8 or 9 at night, multiple nights a week. And
weekends, because you have those tournaments. When you're a coach, it's already so demanding. And then if you add an athletic director on top of that, you're just pretty much never around. So
yeah.
It just wasn't going to be good for our family long-term. So we were very grateful that we actually had the opportunity to switch careers. Normally you don't get that opportunity once you've kind of been in a career for 10 years to like totally shift gears. So
yeah, it's truly a blessing.
I agree. I was a tennis professional for 8 years, and I was like, I can't really, it was really hard to like figure out how to support a family off of that. So I had to go into the office, I guess.
I got to ask you this, because I got tons of contacts and clients. I'm even in a group myself. But as a tennis guy, have you gotten into the pickleball craze that's sweeping the nation?
A little bit here and there, but not like everybody else. But it seems like everybody's pouring a tremendous amount of money into this craze, and I think it'll stick. It seems like it's going to stick. So no, I haven't really dove into it yet, but I've played a few times, and I measure my cardio. So I am a little mildly concerned about the cardio, actual effects of cardio from playing pickleball and versus tennis, right? So tennis, I can see the effects of cardio I got a whoop strap. So I can see, okay, I got a lot of cardiovascular exercise there. With pickleball, I'm not so sure if it's that level. So if I do pick it up, am I going to have to supplement it? You know what I mean?
That's interesting. Kind of, I've never really thought much about that.
Well, that's why I play sports, right? I mean, I guess it can be used for networking and fun, right? Which is probably the way I'll look at it at some point. But because it's probably, you know, categorized as networking and fun and just meeting people, which, you know, I'm at the Ponte Vedra Inn and Club, and they're going to tear the whole club down basically for these pickleball courts. It's madness. And, you know, so that's basically what's pretty much going on, you know, they're rearranging the club just to have pickleball courts. What's that?
Said, forget golf and the beach. We just want pickleballs.
Yeah. Pickleball will be on the front cover, and you'll have a small pictures of the beach and the, you know, the pools and all that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, they talked about for years diversifying with basketball, but it never came to fruition. And so they're finally doing this pickleball thing, but they talked about putting in a basketball court for years. So
just thundered really loud outside.
Yeah, it's raining. It's raining. So this airs on Sunday, April 14th at noon on ABC 25. How do you find that? Because I stream, like, I've got YouTube TV now. Like, how can you, is it even possible to, how do you find it?
Yeah, it should be accessible on YouTube TV. Okay. I'm not sure the exact channel. Whatever your regular ABC channel is, it should be on there. I've had some people ask what channel it is on for, you know, Comcast, this and that. We don't even have Comcast. Obviously, you could watch it through the antenna locally on channel 25. And then depending on whatever service you have, you should be able to find it. It should just be on your regular ABC channel. You know, when you on Monday nights, you know, everybody watches Bachelor, of course, Bachelor Nation, you know, all the way.
I'm not same allowed channels. To. My wife won't let me. She's like, she's like, oh my God, this is trash TV. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of cool. Like,
we are proud members.
I get made fun of because I like Bachelor. My best friend makes fun of me all the time. So hopefully that won't deter people from watching our show because it's nothing like The Bachelor, I assure you. But,
So not yeah, interesting. So y'all don't have Comcast. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
So what, how do you have, YouTube TV? Is that?
Yes, we do have YouTube TV and we watch Netflix, Hulu, you know, all that kind of stuff. The streaming services. And we do have the old fashioned antenna as well that we don't bust out as much anymore since we have YouTube TV.
But. Well, and when you have a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old watching things when they air, it's just not a thing. So we always stream things so that we can watch them on our own time, which is usually way late at night once the kids are in bed. So.
Yeah. I found myself watching less TV because I don't know how to navigate it yet. Right. And I'm like, that's actually probably a good thing. Right. But I can't believe y'all don't know who Ryan Serhant is.
Who is that? Tell me who that is. Maybe I do know who it is. I don't know. But
He's from Bravo TV. He's a realtor on Bravo TV.
Oh,
okay.
That's HGTV, Bravo. That's.
I have not watched Bravo at all, but maybe our show will end up on there. It'll be all come full circle. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
that'd be good. Or Netflix is kind of the new thing. That's where everybody's pulling now these days.
I have a couple of clients who have some connections with Netflix. So we're hoping, you know, our goal is, you know, starting this Sunday is have it be a big success locally. We feel if it can be a success locally, then maybe someone will pick it up nationally. And it might take more than just one season or, you know, we'll see what happens. Again, we're trying to take it a week at a time and we're trying not to get ahead of ourselves. We're definitely not expecting it to go big and national. But the quality that the studios put out, we think the show looks really good and we think that people are going to really enjoy it. And that's the hope. And if that's what we get out of it here, especially this first season, then I would consider that a success.
I've always felt like the level of wealth and drama in this area, you could definitely put like a Real Housewives out here or like a $1 million, like a Bravo show. And I haven't, you know, only HGTV has pulled this way in this region. I haven't seen, you know, basically, I guess I'm saying Bravo again, because that's Real Housewives. But like, well, I don't know. But maybe you
get, I don't know if I like where this interview is going. We've talked about Bachelor, Real Housewives. I mean, what do we got going on here? We're gonna end up on the real world of Northeast Florida before we know it.
So what is reality TV like?
I don't know. I guess less real than you think when you are a casual watcher. And then once you're making reality TV, you're like, oh, we have to do several takes sometimes. Of course, ours is a little different because we're, you know.
Ours is very authentic and real, I think, just because the people are so honest and we're honest. We are totally ourselves. Yeah. How we are right here on the show on this interview is kind of how we are in real life. I talk too much and she tells me to shut up and rolls her eyes a lot. But in our instance, I feel like it is reality TV. Yes, it's not a live shoot. There's plenty of mistakes that are made to get cut out of the show and this and that. But I do feel like ours is
I'm not saying we're not authentic. It's more just there's so much that happens that doesn't get caught on camera, you know? Mm-hmm. So that makes me think about all the reality TV I watch. I'm like, wow, how much stuff's going on that they don't show? Because you only have the cameras on for so long, you know? So.
And you hear about things, especially on these HGTV style shows where the people really aren't looking for homes or they're really not selling, you know? And our show doesn't have anything to do with buying and selling. The people that are on the show aren't trying to sell. They're just people that really love their communities. are well vested in their communities and want to showcase their communities. And that's what the show is about. There's not the drama of, oh, is it going to sell, or oh, is it going to, are they going to buy it? Where I think you get a lot more of that kind of fake reality TV where you got these people that aren't really looking to buy and they're just trying to come up with a storyline. Ours is mostly informative. It's real people, real stories, and real footage of where they live. So I think it's a good representative of what reality TV is supposed to be. So
yeah, I got my assistant passed me a question. What is the hardest part about filming a TV show?
Mainly when you have children, trying to juggle that plus your regular life, I would say. Probably just trying to fit it into our regular lives, because it's not like it's the only thing we do, you know. It's like a very small part of our lives. So I guess just finding the space for it has been the hardest part.
Yeah, I would echo that. We are very busy in a lot of areas of our lives. You know, a lot of people that do TV shows, that's all they do. We are very busy with not only just real estate, but we have small children at home. We're juggling a lot of balls constantly, and it's trying to manage the time that it takes to put out a good product. Because that's the big thing. Alyssa and I are both perfectionists, and we want to put out, we don't want to release anything that's not right. So we put in a lot of time and detail and making this right. And we do that in a lot of areas of our lives. So I think I'd echo what Alyssa said, balancing that the time has been the biggest challenge.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. The time. Yeah. Because I mean, did y'all get paid? Did they pay you to be on the show?
So
not yet.
Right. I mean, that's why you got to balance. It's like one of those things where you don't get paid. So you got to like be careful of your time pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, we're still working and going to soccer practice and basketball practice and ballet practice and all the things. Not that we wouldn't be doing that anyway, I guess, but
yeah, they're definitely not paying us this first season. Our hope is that the first season is successful enough. You get enough people wanting to sponsor the show that have seen the concept, that see how popular it is, that perhaps we do get paid in the future. Again, this first season was really about opportunity. You know, could there be opportunity that we get paid from the show? Of course, definitely. It's obviously given us good exposure. We hope we get our names out there and people will consider us if they've got real estate needs. So we could potentially get paid that way. And then just the opportunities again to make it even bigger. You know, in life, you get a few chances to do something different and big. And this is something, you know, even if it doesn't turn out to be a success, whatever that looks like, I think it's been worth doing and something I'll always remember doing. And when I'm old and gray and looking back at my life and my rocking chair, like, hey, you know, we had a fun time doing that TV show. Remember that? So I don't know if that's how I'll sound, but anyway, it's been a fun experience no matter what happens. So
what's next? You could do a renovation show, right?
Hey, I'm a huge fan of renovation shows, so you never know.
She loves the renovation shows. The thing about the renovation shows, there's a million of them out there. And what I liked about our show, and it wasn't that we were trying to be against the renovation shows, but it's just different. It's not we talk about renovations, but it's not a renovation show. It's about the areas and the people's stories. And it's a little different than all these renovation shows, which are obviously very popular, but there's just a million of them. And we feel like ours is a little bit different angle. So
it's less suspense though. So, I don't know. I'm a huge fan of renovation because we want to see the big reveal, but I think our show is more like people that are wanting to get more familiar with an area. Like maybe they want to move or into that area. You know, I feel like if I wanted to move to a city I'd never been to before, it's the type of show I would watch for that reason. Or just to find out more about the area I live in. There's been a lot of people that have come to us or have commented when we've told them about the show that we're working on. They're like, oh yeah, I don't even know that much about Jacksonville and I've lived here 20 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like when you stay in your own little bubble, you don't actually really know the lay of the land sometimes. So I think that's the benefit of it mainly.
They'll mostly be tuning in for my jokes. So that's the bottom line.
I did read an article that said we're the second highest city in the country for millennials to move to. Have you heard about this? Or,
well, we're millennials and we moved here, so I guess.
Yeah.
Back when the market was crazy, I saw a few articles that talked about the hottest places in the country where people were moving to, and Tampa was one, and Jacksonville was number two. I don't know. The market's shifted quite a bit since I saw some of those articles. I know, though, that Jacksonville still continues to be a huge place people are flocking to. Just for my own business, I know I've got out-of-town people that I work with all the time trying to get here, not just from across the country, but even from Florida itself, down south. We've had a lot of clients from southern Florida where it's getting more crowded, more expensive. It's hotter down there. There's more of a chance for hurricanes. Whereas here in Northeast Florida, you know, a little cooler, little maybe not quite as crowded, as expensive, and not quite the hurricane history. So it's just an attractive place that people want to be at. And I think the show is going to be very good, not just here locally, but hopefully people can a good opportunity for people to learn more about the area that are trying to move here, which there's plenty of people doing that as well.
Is it still a lot of people trying to move here? Because I know a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, it was crazy, right? Is it still crazy, or I've been out of the market a little bit. Has it tapered down?
Yeah, it's not like it was, for sure. That said, there are pockets of Northeast Florida, especially, you know, St. John's County, the northern part of St. John's County, when you got those top rated schools in Florida, people are still just trying to flood into there, especially as you get closer to the beach. I know there's different neighborhoods where it's just super hot. People are trying to get in, and overall, still very popular, very sought after area. It's just not quite what it was when it was just a fleeting
frenzy. Where are you seeing people come from?
Well, you know, stereotypical, there's always New Jersey. People are always trying to come down from New Jersey. We've had a lot of people, New Jersey, New York. We've had a lot of people from Pennsylvania area as well. Seems like a popular one. And then honestly, Southern Florida has been one of the other ones. We've had a lot of action, at least our family, people trying to come up from Southern Florida has been a popular one as well. So those have been the most areas. There's been others as well, but from our perspective, those have been the most areas most people are migrating from.
Well, and of course the Midwest too, you know.
Yeah. The Midwest. Well, yeah. The Midwest. We've had several clients from the Midwest recently, namely her family, her in-laws, and her grandma and her brother came down here temporarily. Now he's what area?
Rosemary Beach area. But
he's gone over to Rosemary Beach, but he's come down to Florida as well. So she's a perfect example of the Midwest. I mean, we came down from the Midwest a few years ago, and now her family has just recently come down here as well. So
Florida is a big destination for Midwesterners because, you know, it's better weather, the ocean, but
I feel like
not as expensive as some of the other like coastal areas. So
for like a realtor strategy, I feel like that's how to get the leads, right? Like if the kids are here, I feel like the whole family does end up here in the area, right? I feel like that's a common item that is happening in especially like the Nocatee area, right? Mm-hmm. So for whatever reason, they want to be around, they stick together. I've heard and seen this occurring. It sounds like, it's happening with you guys also. And
totally. And I think what you said about millennials are all having kids right now, right? So it makes sense why they'd be coming here, because it's a more family-friendly environment than a lot of places. So it's pretty conducive to small children.
There's so much to do here. You're only a couple hours from Disney World. You got the beach. You got plenty to do in Jacksonville, St. Augustine, with more to come, hopefully. And I tell people this all the time, not just because I try to sell people real estate here, but it's the honest truth. If there was one country in the world I would live in, it would be the United States. If there was one state within the United States I'd want to live in, it would be Florida. And if there was one area I'd want to live in, it would be where we are right now. So this really is this is my dream place to live in.
If I could pick one Paris place in the world,
it would be right here.
Yeah,
over Paris or London or Vegas, really?
I don't know that I share your views there. I mean, I probably, I don't know. I mean, Hawaii to me is kind of my
preference. Hawaii is too isolated. Las Vegas is too crazy. London is too, you know, London-y. You know, it's just, this is where it's at right here.
Well, hey, you're selling the area, right? So is Nocatee still the best community, like number one best-selling community in the country? Or who's number two and three? Do we even know who the second and third is?
I don't know those off the top of my head. I know Nocatee continues to be an award-winning community that we get a lot of business in. I've got some upcoming listings in Nocatee going to be coming live here pretty soon. And plenty of buyers always interested in that area. So, I mean, the amenities, it feels like you live at a resort. I mean, that's what I tell people too, especially if you're from out of area. I'm thankful that we didn't grow up here, honestly, because I think I would take it for granted. Because
where did you grow up? So you're South Florida?
I grew up actually in Texas.
Okay.
And then California.
She's from California. We migrated to Kansas City, go Chiefs. And we met in Kansas City. And then my parents moved down here, and again, they had the opportunity to ask us to come join the real estate team. So that's how we ended up here in Florida. But it feels like we are live, because we used to come down here for vacation. We would vacation to Florida. It feels like we're living on vacation, especially when you combine the amenities you have access to. We go to day trips to Disney World, to the zoo. We go a lot to the zoo. I mean, there's just so much to do here, and it really is a dream come true to live here in this area. And we're excited to showcase it on this TV show, because we're very proud to live here. And it's just, I think people are going to enjoy the show, and I think it's going to be a great way to promote Northeast Florida.
So where is this accent coming from? Is that just Texas. A blend? Texas.
Yep.
So wait, why don't you wear a cowboy hat or something, right? Like,
I don't want to show off too much. My accent, I think, sends the message, hey, I'm better than you. But, the cowboy hat, we just take it out. No, I'm just joking. I've never been a cowboy. But honestly, when I grew up in Texas, I would listen to home videos, and my accent was just absolutely cringe. I sounded like, I talk like this. My brother's name's Ben. I'd call him Ben. I say, hey, Ben, Ben, come here. And I thought I was like, the cool basketball, cool guy. I didn't associate with those country folk, but then little did I know I sounded like one.
So did you intentionally work on that, or did it just change?
Truth be told, when I first moved to Kansas City, I got made fun of quite a bit for it, because I remember in Spanish class. Spanish class, I pronounced the word ella. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Ella, the word.
Wait, a Texan said, in Spanish class. That's like the start of a joke.
I said ella, and everybody started cracking up laughing, including the teacher. And I just got made fun of it. I never thought to try to change it. It kind of tampered itself over time. And here we are today. It still shows up a little bit, but it's not quite what it was.
That was the biggest adjustment for me, because I grew up in California. So talk about night and day, California, yeah. Texas. So we definitely had some culture clash in our family cultures for sure.
Yeah. So Texas, they think everything's better in Texas. California, they just don't care. Chill, right?
I think growing up in California, you don't realize how different you are from everywhere else. And I think in Texas, it's almost the same. Though in the defense of Texans, pretty much the entire South is the same. So for me, it was just kind of the shock of Southern culture, which is apple pie normal. But to me, it wasn't normal, because I grew up gluten-free and, a hippie and stuff.
Everyone says this in Texas is the greatest country in the world. So yeah. To be honest.
I love Texas. So wait, how did y'all end up in Kansas City though?
Both of our parents moved us there when we were around 13. So against our wills, we were uprooted, relocated.
Okay. I actually was excited to move to Kansas City, because back then I thought I was going to be an NBA basketball player. And I had always tuned in. Now, Kansas City doesn't have an NBA team, but the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers were big basketball rivals.
Where have the Jayhawks been, by the way? What is going on? UConn came back, but the Jayhawks.
The Jayhawks, as far as I'm concerned, the Jayhawks can go to the cellar. Where my team currently sits, the Missouri Tigers, that's where I went to school. And we are at the cellar, looking up at everybody. I mean, Mizzou just stinks right now. It's embarrassing.
But I feel like
football's been doing better. Yeah. And, basketball, I think we got a good recruiting class. But this last year was brutal. I didn't even really watch too much just because it got so bad. But yeah, Kansas City was good to us. We liked Kansas City. Have no bad feelings about Kansas City, but we'll just say – I don't think we're going to be going back anytime soon. We like where we've landed here.
Missouri is always that team. Florida, we always play them. I'm a Gator fan. We always beat them. Right? It's like we're going to get that win. But every once in a while, they come up with it. But the Jayhawks, they were phenomenal, like in the 90s. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mizzou was pretty good in the 90s, too. We weren't on the Jayhawks level, but it was what's a shame is I understand why Mizzou had to go to the SEC, but it really ruined that rivalry, because that was one of the best rivalries in the country, the Missouri versus Kansas. It was a ton of fun. I was in school when we were still in the Big 12, and it was those games were always just so thrilling. And since all this conference realignment thing, I really do think it's affected college sports. I'm not as interested in college sports as I used to be. Still have an interest, but not near the level. And it's a shame that those, some of those rivalries, regional rivalries especially, have been kind of messed up.
And where did Alyssa go? Where'd you go? Did you go to Missouri as well?
No, I did not. I went to a private schools and different things.
Like a theatrical theater
course. I wound up being a theater teacher. I was on the track to be a professional ballerina, and then my dad kind of talked me into diversifying because he felt that was too narrow of a career choice, because I was also in singing, acting, you know, all sorts of things. So theater is kind of where I landed. Yeah. But I was always teaching more in private schools. He was in the public school. So, yep.
I got he's drafting a question. It's really long, buddy. Can you?
This will be a good one.
I hope so. This is extremely long question. All right, here we go. We'll wrap it up with this final question. Wait, this is not one question. This is two questions. Okay, what is the initial?
Oh boy,
I'm not asking that question. All right, so I'm not asking that question.
Oh man, that must have been a good one.
Now I'm curious.
Not asking that question. All right, so basically we can we're Sunday noon ABC 25 Northeast Property Tours, first step, second step HGTV, third step Bravo, right? Brady, don't let me down.
Yeah, let me tell you the episodes that we have coming to you. So
Brady, don't let me down.
I would never let anybody down. That's not what I'm about. I'm about lifting up. That's what
level up, level up, level up, level up.
I do want to give you a quick rundown of the season, though. So the premiere on Sunday will be downtown Jacksonville. We have two just amazing properties. One's a condo at the Berkman Plaza at Berkman, and one of the other properties is a huge riverfront house in San Marco. It's outstanding. And then we have downtown St. Augustine will be week two. Jacks Beach is week three. We got two oceanfront properties for Jacks Beach. Headed to Ponte Vedra Beach for week four. Intracoastal West for week five. And then the season finale will be in Nocatee. So 6 weeks starting April 14th. If you miss an episode, we are going to post a link to each episode after it airs on our website, which is HammondFamilyGroup.com. If people want to stream it, go to that website and you'll be able to watch it and share it with anyone who might have an interest in Northeast Florida. Or if any of you out there have connections with Bravo or HGTV, feel free to send it their way. We welcome any of that kind of promotion. Like I said, I'm always lifting up. Andrew's got me confident. Now it's going to happen. Initially, I was like, oh, no, it's probably not. But now he's like, you guys are the next stars. So you know what? Let's
believe. You got to believe. Starts with the words. I heard the Ponte Vedra Beach House was in the Wall Street Journal, too.
Yeah, there's been making, you know, you've got the HGTV, what, Home of the Year up in Anastasia Island. Northeast Florida is catching some attention nationally. So we hope we can kind of jump on the coattails of some of that publicity and people will want to dive even deeper, which is what this show is going to do, no doubt.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for it to watch it. And I got to track it down on YouTube TV, but we'll figure it out. But off to the Masters, right? That's what I'm watching right now. Thank you, guys. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us, Andrew.
No, anytime.